Aloha, and welcome to another parts subject-specific class discussion. Today we're talking about best practices in a parts business. Everything we do in life is a bit of a competition. Human beings are competitive people, otherwise we would never learn to walk or crawl or stand on our feet. We have grades in school. We know who the best student is. The valedictorian in your high school with the highest grade point average. And on we go. Magna cum laude in the university setting. We have advanced degrees, undergraduate, graduate degrees, and doctoral degrees. In sports, we have World Cups for football, soccer. We have the Olympics. We want to know who the best is in every aspect. In a multi-store operation, this becomes very helpful. It creates good-natured competition. We always want to know what our next-door store is doing. The manufacturers provide this type of circumstance where they get financial information and others from the dealers on an annual basis. The associations that are out there have a cost of doing business survey. The manufacturers have a comparative management report so that they will show you comparisons across the brands that you represent within certain geographies and within certain sizes, so that you can see how you compare. We had a financial counseling business called Insight, which has become the Capital Goods Sages, whereby we had 200 different measures, and we'd get financial information from all of the dealers, personnel information, critical performance measures, and we'd do a comparison. We used 12 people, 12 dealers of a similar brand. In the automotive and on-highway group, this is called 20 groups. We would meet two times a year and show comparative measures. And what was interesting is whichever dealership performed at the lowest level in that particular time period in one meeting, typically by the next meeting, they were no longer at the bottom. Again, people are competitive. So we dealt with standards of performance in our last subject-specific class discussion. This one now takes you to who's the best in class and how do the people get there? What do they do that makes them better than other people? So we cover that in this particular class, all aspects of the parts business, the selling side, asset management side, marketing side, market coverage, customer retention, and all of the financial metrics that we can talk about. This becomes critical. We have to know how we're doing. How do you know that your standard is the right standard? It used to be that the 4-minute mile would never be beaten. Guess what? It used to be that we would never have a pole vault higher than 16 feet. Guess what? Everything that we do in life is about doing things better, faster, further, in one way or another, making things better. This best practices class exposes how we do that in each of the aspects of the parts business. I hope this explanation has helped you understand a little bit better what we cover in this subject-specific class on best practices. I look forward to talking with you about another subject in the near future.